Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are tuned into Radio Islam International, medium wave 1548. To our listeners listening to us on DSTV channel 826 and also via satellite, we welcome you to the show. It is the Monday night Sunha Halal Q&A session with Mulana Bilal from Sana. We welcome him onto the show this evening. Mulana Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself, Mulana, and your listeners. We hope that everyone is well.
Alhamdulillah, Mulana, how are you doing this evening?
Alhamdulillah, the cold is starting to bite, but alhamdulillah, we are well.
Okay, winter is around the corner. Mulana, getting straight into things this evening, just some words of wisdom for our listeners with regards to the halal aspect.
Hey, you know, this time of the year, in the month of Sha'ban, there is a lot of rumors that go around, you know, just before Ramadan, when everyone is preparing, you know, their slaveries and so forth for the month of Ramadan, that, you know, things in the meat industry, especially poultry, is not halal because of certain issues or certain historical things that they bring up. You know, this becomes the season for that. So just to ignore those rumors, if there's any clarity that you need, to please call upon us, you know, give us a call. Unfortunately, at the moment, our call center line is down. In fact, all our network phone lines are down due to a technical problem. But you can also reach us on the other mediums, you know, via email, via the social media. Please do contact us for any clarity that you don't need.
Thank you, Zakir, for that. Now, listeners can call us on 011-854-1548 this evening. Alternatively, on 072-786-1548. Send us a WhatsApp, and where we have Mulana Bilal from the Sana offices answering all your halal-related queries. The number to dial is 011-854-1548 this evening. Mulana, getting straight into things over WhatsApp, someone wants to know, is Nescafe Gold Cappuccino capsules halal to use?
Unfortunately, these products are not being manufactured in South Africa. We did query from Nestle, we did try and get certain disclosures from them, but getting the information from their South Korean division was proving very difficult. So with the lack of information, you know, we're not really in a position to give any guarantee on its status.
Thank you, Zakla, for that. Another one coming through. Salams, please advise if Cadbury Whispers is halal.
Cadbury Whispers, yes, they are halal, suitable.
And another one coming through on WhatsApp. Salams, is Kelsey Vita and Brockers now approved?
Baraka is halal suitable. The Kelsey Vita product, however, does contain gelatin. Or rather, gelatin is used to produce one of the vitamins in the product.
Jazakallah for that. And one coming through on Twitter now. Are Strepsil sweets halal? If not, which ones are permissible to use?
Strepsil sweets are halal suitable. We do see that we receive a lot of queries about this because of the ingredient, benzyl alcohol. This is not a liquor type of alcohol. It simply, in its chemical structure, resembles other alcohols, so therefore the classification, but it's not hamar or haram at all.
JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through, Mulana, on WhatsApp. They want to know if Turkish coffee imported, the coffee bean, is it halal? They're not giving a name, but maybe you can just clarify on the...
Well, if it's plain coffee, if it's a plain coffee product, or coffee bean, processed coffee bean, then there would be no problem with that. You know, if it's a combination product like the Nescafe Cappuccino product that we talked about earlier, then there are some critical ingredients.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, Mulana. Lent roasted almond, the chocolate bars, the slabs, is that halal?
Certain Lent products do contain alcohol or liquor. Those variants are very clearly named that way. Or in the ingredients, it will specifically state liquor or champagne or, you know, one of the different names of different alcoholic beverages. So those products stay away from. And the others that do not mention any liquor at all, those would be deemed halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, we move to the phone lines now. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Your question?
Question is on, you know, is hall sweets halal? I will listen on air, please.
JazakAllah for that, Mulana.
Ji, hall sweets are also halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through. Are Beacon All Sorts sweets halal?
Beacon All Sorts, they do contain bovine gelatin, a beef gelatin taken from cattle that have not been slaughtered by Muslims. Thus, our view is, or rather we recommend that people stay away from it.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through, Mulana. Maynard's gums or jellies, are they halal?
Similar problem with most of the Maynard's gums and jelly products. They do also contain bovine gelatin. There are a few variants, however, like the yogurt gums that are gelatin-free, the jelly beans, which is also gelatin-free. So please check on the packaging which ones have gelatin, which do not. Stay away from the ones with gelatin. and the ones without gelatin you may have.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Malana, another one coming through on WhatsApp is Zari juice grape halal.
Zari grape juice, yes, there is halal.
Okay, and another one coming through on WhatsApp. They want to know the Cadbury finger chocolates, which are wrapped biscuits. They want to know if that is at all.
Unfortunately, that's a product of the UK. We haven't been able to get information directly from Cadbury yet.
Okay, JazakAllah for that clarification. Another one coming through is the Diddle Daddle caramel popcorn halal.
Yes, there is halal, suitable.
It is okay for that. Now, listeners can call us on 011-854-1548 this evening, where we do have Senhaz Mulana Bilal on the line. We do have a caller. Caller, hello, Vane. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Your question?
Dairy milk chocolate buttons halal.
Dairy milk chocolate buttons. Dairy milk chocolate buttons, that's an import, are also not approved by Senhaz.
And is the energy sweet halal?
The sweets are halal suitable, not the gums, however.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for that. Well, now back to the WhatsApp line now. Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Your question? It's a bit soft. Can you just speak louder in the phone, please?
Okay, it's at the rock cart at the iconic in Mentos Halal.
I forgot the last product, Mentos, there. With regards to Mentos sweets, there are some flavors which one should stay away from. And that would be the grape, the mixed berry, the sour mix, the rainbow, the strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, the cinnamon. These flavors do contain carmine and insect dye, and that insect dye is not halal. The other two products, unfortunately, I did not hear.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Now, moving on to the next call now. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Would like to know if Parmalat cheese slices are halal in egg bites?
Parmalat cheese slices, Mullah?
Yes, they are halal, suitable.
Okay, another caller on the line. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Your question?
Piment spice, are they halal or not?
Piment spice, they produce at the factory that we have no access to. We don't visit the site, we don't audit the place. They're not certified by us, and we unfortunately not in a position to comment on their status.
Okay, JazakAllah.
JazakAllah for that. Now back to the WhatsApp line now. They want to know which Samba chips is halal.
All the Samba chips products are halal.
Okay, and another one coming through. The Milo drinks, are they halal suitable?
Milo drinks which are manufactured in South Africa, or Milo products manufactured in South Africa, are certified halal by SENA. You can look for the SENA halal logo on the product packaging.
Okay, and another one coming through on WhatsApp. M&M's dark chocolate coated sweets.
That is halal suitable.
Thank you, JazakAllah, for that. Another one coming through. Which mayonnaise are halal?
There's the Darfur brand that is certified halal by SENHA. There is Mola mayonnaise, which is very popular as well. And Carson Blackwell products, that's also halal suitable.
Thank you, JazakAllah, for that. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp is Mr. Sweet Fruit Pastels halal.
This product does contain bovine gelatin, and therefore it's not approved by SENHA.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Now callers, those who require halal related queries can call us on 011-854-1548 this evening. But we do have Senhaz Mulana Bilal on the line clarifying all your halal related queries. Mulana, staying on WhatsApp, the Yum Yum Smooth Peanut Butter snacks or sachets, is that halal?
Yes, it is halal, suitable.
Okay, and then they want to know also Cook and Bake original non-stick spray, is that halal?
Yes, it is halal, suitable.
And another one coming through, the Miami Mango Achar, is that halal?
Yes, that is also halal.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp, they want to know which cereals from Woolworths is halal.
Sorry, which product?
So which Woolworths cereals are halal?
Okay, unfortunately with the cereals, we don't know who manufactures the products for them at the moment. We have queried it from them, and inshallah, once they revert with the information, then we will be able to advise further.
Back to the phone lines now. Caller, you are live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
For your question.
I'd like to know if Magpies, M-A-G-Pies, halal.
Unfortunately, not certified halal by Sana. We do not audit the premises. We do not do any inspections there. We have no association with them and therefore cannot comment on their status.
Exactly for that. Moving on to the next caller now. Caller, live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Salam. Your question?
The vitamin tablet called Staminal Grasa. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly. Is that halal?
Staminal Grow.
Yeah.
Is that the correct pronunciation?
Pardon?
Staminal Grow.
Yeah.
Yes, the product is halal for all.
Jazakallah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line now. We have two more callers online. Caller, you live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
So, Mentos fruit blast chewing gum halal?
Mentos chewing gum, some variants do contain gelatin. Other variants contain carmine. Therefore, we would advise you to rather stay away from them.
Jazakallah for that. So another caller. Caller, you live on here. No cooler. Okay, we move back to the WhatsApp line now. Nutella nut spread, is that halal?
Yes, it is halal, first of all.
And then another one coming through, they want to know which Knorr packet sources are halal.
For the Knorr packets, or the Knorr products, please look for the Sana logo on the product. Some of the products are imported from sites where there is no control for halal at all. And those products that do not carry our halal certification. So please again look for the Sana logo on the product that you intend to purchase.
Exactly for that. Now back to the phone lines and I'll call you live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I want to know mayonnaise, which mayonnaise is halal?
Okay, there's the Darfur brand, which is certified halal by Sana. There's the Nola mayonnaise and the Crossing Blackwell, which is also halal possible.
Okay, JazakAllah.
I mean, JazakAllah for that. Back to the WhatsApp line now, they want to know, is Purity baby foods halal?
The baby foods, there's the meat variants, which are not approved by Sana. The plain vegetable and fruit variants, those are deemed halal suitable.
Exactly for that. They also want to know, Nestle Cerelac, is that halal?
Yes, that is certified halal by Sana.
Exactly for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, Wellington sweet chili sauce, is that halal?
Yes, it's certified halal by Sana.
And another one coming through, Pocomo Super Quick Morning Oats, is that halal?
Yes, it's halal suitable.
Exactly for that. Another one coming through, Mama's Pies, are they halal?
Unfortunately, not certified by Sana. Sometimes consumers might wonder why we don't answer with regards to halal suitable about pie products. The thing is, where a site processes meat, then we do not simply give a halal suitability for those products. What we would need to actually do is to visit the premises and verify on a continuous basis that our criteria is being adhered to. Therefore, we won't say that a certain pie product that's not certified by us is halal suitable. We would actually need to go there. We would either certify the product halal or approve it, meaning it would be certified by another halal body but also meets our criteria, and we will then approve it.
Jazakallah for that clarification, Mulana. Listeners can call us on 011-854-1548 this evening. We do have Sanhaz Mulana Bilal on the line answering all your halal related queries. Mulana, we do have another caller on the line. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Your question?
Is Qulun halal?
Maaf, I didn't get the name of the product.
Can you repeat that, please?
Is Qulun halal?
Qulun?
Ji.
Qulun, Mulana.
Okay, I'm not sure about this product. If the consumer can please forward the details to our offices, inshallah, we'll query it further for them.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Now, Kelsey Vita and Baraka, is that Sanha approved? If not, which other alternatives can we use?
Baraka is halal suitable. Kelsey Vita, unfortunately, does contain gelatin, and that's not approved by Sanha.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp. Which marshmallows are halal and... is the product used in Bumpy okay?
Okay, the marshmallows that are certified halal by Sana that you'll find at the retail level is the product called Kaylee's and another one called Candyland. The marshmallows that are used at Sana certified Bumpy stores would be from these companies or from some other companies that do it on an industrial scale. So yes, you can have the marshmallows at Bumpy that are certified halal by Sana. However, as long as it is not certified, obviously we cannot give any guarantees there.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Malana. Another one coming through on WhatsApp. Malana, which Listerines are permissible to use?
With regards to the Listerine mouthwash, it's preferable that you use the one without any ethanol inside. But if it's not effective or you cannot find it, it's not available, and if you do use the other variant also, that would also be fine.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Malana. Back to the phone lines now. Caller, you're live. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Isha, Balzong Halal.
If I didn't get that.
Sherwood Boltong, no?
Sherwood Boltong is not certified by Senna. Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee for that product.
Okay, JazakAllah.
I mean, JazakAllah for that. Another caller. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Your question?
Is Istanbul in Pavilion Mall halal?
Is this in the Durban? In the KZN region, right?
Yeah, I think it's the Pavilion Mall in Durban, Mullah.
Okay, I'm not sure about that. Inshallah, I'll verify a bit later.
Yeah,
I'll ask one of my colleagues if you can please listen on the radio.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. We don't have one more caller. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Your question?
I just wanted to know, is Raps halal?
But I couldn't hear the name of the product there.
Maaf, can you please repeat that?
Rips.
Rips. Rips, which are manufactured in Thailand.
Licorice. I think it's bite-sized licorice, huh?
Please repeat that.
Bite-sized licorice, rips.
Rips. Okay, I haven't heard of that product. If the consumer can please forward the details, inshallah we will investigate it on their behalf.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. No, back to the phones, or who's sticking with the phone lines this evening. Caller 11, assalamu alaikum. Seems to have lost that caller. Now back to the WhatsApp line now. Lancewood cheddar cheese, is that halal?
Yes, that product is certified halal by Sana. Please look for our logo on the product.
And another one coming through, Mulana, they want to know, are the Vicks syrups halal?
The cough syrups, unfortunately, do contain a high concentration of ethanol, and it's better to avoid those or use an alternative that do not contain any ethanol.
Which is outclear for that, man. Another one coming through on WhatsApp. Which Colgate toothpaste are permissible to use?
Unfortunately, with regards to Colgate toothpaste, at the moment we don't have sufficient information to give any assurance. If one can try and use one of the other brands like Aquafresh or Sensodyne, Close Up, Mentadent P, for the moment.
Okay, man, another one coming through on WhatsApp. They want to know if using a disinfectant with alcohol on tabletops, is that fine if food touches the tabletop after that?
Yes, it's fine. The type of alcohol that you find in these products is not impure like wine. It could be alcohol or ethanol derived from coal or from molasses, sugar cane, so forth. And it's not impure or najis at all.
If you'd like that clarification, Mulana. Another one coming through, they want to know, is Pacoma Wheat Bix halal?
Yes, Pacoma Wheat Bix is halal suitable.
And another one coming through, they want to know, which All Gold products are permissible to use?
Unfortunately, we don't certify the All Gold products. So we know that the popular products, the tomato sauce, the chili sauce, that is halal suitable. There are some other products that we haven't been able to get information on, like the pasta pronto sauces. But again, it's on a case-by-case basis, so it's better if the consumer can please specify exactly which variant they'd like to know about.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through, Mulana. Which of the new Pringle flavors are halal?
Well, the Pringle products, the ones that are manufactured in Malaysia, you just need to check on the packaging. It will have the Malaysian address where it's manufactured. Those products are all halal. With regards to the imports from other countries like the USA, those products, we don't have any information on them at all. But they're also not really found widely or widespread in the South African market. You only find them at very few selected retailers. So the ones that we normally find in the shop is from Malaysia, and those are halal suitable.
Which is clear for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, Tinkies halal.
Tinkies, unfortunately, do contain bovine gelatin and are not approved by
Sana. JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through. For the Ferrero Collection chocolates, are they halal?
Yes, they are halal.
Okay, now before we wrap up this evening, we'll take the last round of callers on 011-854-1548. That is for listeners to call in for Senha's Mulana Bilal to clarify all your halal related queries. We do have another call on the line. Caller 11, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Your question?
Is a Lent chocolate halal?
Lent chocolates, some do contain liquor, some do not. Please check the packaging of the product. Ensure that liquor is not an ingredient. And if it's not, then you may have it.
Jazakallah. I mean, Jazakallah for that. So, Mulana, before we wrap up this evening, any final comments for our listeners?
Yeah, there were two queries that I didn't answer. One was about squealers, I think. The consumer asked earlier about a product called squealers. Squealers is a brand of spa. Unfortunately, spa does not want any association with halal, so we will not be able to get information on the product. The second was with regards to Istanbul in Pavilion Mall. Currently, they are not certified halal by Sena.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Okay. Okay, Jazakallah for the clarification.
To, you know, a question that we receive all the time is, you know, how does one trust a halal body, or how do you go about, you know, knowing which halal body to put your confidence in?
Hmm.
You know, there are certain questions that one can ask. You know, is halal certification the only dedicated and special activity of this body? And another question you can ask is also, is it registered? Is it non-profit? You know, does it, where does the income go? You know, does it go to someone's private bank account? Is it set up as a business? Or is the money from the halal certification fees actually promoting halal or going back into making halal more widespread amongst the Muslim ummah? One other question that you can also ask, does this halal body present its audited financial statements yearly for the public record? Another question, does the organization hold an annual general meeting so that you can, you know, present the operations of the halal body to the public so the public can scrutinize this? Is this halal body transparent? Does it, you know, publicize its operations to the public? Is it professional? Is it competent? Has its procedures and standards been successfully audited and approved by or on behalf of reputable Muslim governments? So all of these type of questions, you know, it plays a role in us placing our confidence or trust into a halal certification body. Because, you know, an example that I always think about is putting your trust in a doctor. You know, a person doesn't just go to any doctor. The doctor has to have some qualifications. You know, he has to have a good name amongst the people or amongst the community. People are referring you to that doctor. And then only, you know, you go to that doctor, you trust him when he prescribes something for you, he gives you advice. So similarly with a halal body, it's not just a matter of walking to a place and seeing some halal sign there and saying, you know what, they've certified the place and, you know, Allah will take them to task. It's haram. Haram is our responsibility. And yes, the halal bodies are out there to guide us. But at the end of the day, when you make that choice, it must be an informed choice. I can trust in these people because I know who they are and they report back to me. And in that case, you know, if you've done your homework and they make a mistake, then yes, they will be responsible, or they, Allah Ta'ala will take them to account. But if you haven't done your homework and you just trusting without knowing, then definitely the fault is on you.
JazakAllah for that clarification, Marana, and thank you once again for joining us this evening on the Senha Halal Q&A this evening on Radio Islam International, as you do every week.
Wa anta fa jazakumullah khairan, and Marana, jazakumullah khairan to all your listeners for taking out the opportunity and to give us the time to listen to us. And again, we do apologize that our phone lines are down at the moment. We are looking into it. Inshallah, Telkom will be sorting it out for us tomorrow, inshallah. In the interim, you can contact us via email, helpline@sena.org.za, or you can find us on social media, sena_halal on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. Jazakallah khair.
I mean, Jazakallah, that was Senha's Mulana Bilal, which is clarifying all your halal-related queries this evening on the Senha Halal Q&A. From myself, Muhammad Amin, and my engineer, brother Shoaib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.